This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Coronavirus and stock market crash update for the evening of March 9th. This is Black Monday, part two, it seems like. Mike Adams here from pandemic.news. And if you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, you know that I've warned that the market would do this. I've warned about this for years. I've covered the fact that the market was structurally unsound. I even produced documentaries about exactly what we're seeing right now, the systemic failures of debt and risk leverage that's now folding in on itself and spreading around the world like a financial contagion. This is what we're seeing right now. And it was entirely predictable. We just didn't know the timing of it. We did know it was going to happen. And we knew that the market was wildly overvalued this entire time, or at least since 2008. And the Federal Reserve has just papered over all the problems with liquidity instead of dealing with the structural failures of the entire system. So now what we have is more calls for the Fed to print more money and lower interest rates and more quantitative easing, as if you can cure a virus by printing more counterfeit money. It doesn't actually work. And in fact, the markets are beginning to find this out. What else is interesting in this is that the people of America, they have been really complicit in this massive Ponzi scheme, buying into stocks that are wildly overvalued, blindly purchasing them at almost any price as a form of speculation that they've come to rely on for their retirement money and pension funds and so on. And the days of rational investment, where you look at the PE ratios and the actual earnings and the actual dividends of corporations, those are so far gone. You can't even see those in the rearview mirror anymore. People no longer invest rationally. So they shouldn't be surprised when their irrationality gets corrected. So part of what we're seeing right now is the partial collapse of the sort of communal Ponzi scheme, a Ponzi structure that people have been willingly participating in, thinking that if everybody just keeps buying in, then everybody's going to get rich. That's literally the belief out there. It's a herd mentality, and it's a kind of financial obliviousness that does lead to the downfall of societies, or has throughout history, the downfall of not just corporations like the South China Sea Company, but entire nations when they go broke after there's been too much speculation and too much debt leverage and too much counterfeit money printing. Nations collapse. So I'm not saying that this means America will collapse, but it certainly could. We are certainly on track to some major, major events that could recalibrate the geopolitical structure of our world and even our nation. We may not be the United States of America a year from now, for all we know. I'm convinced that there's a very good chance we won't have elections this year in November. And you know why? Because Congress is going to have to get shut down. And people who are running for office won't be able to go out in public and run for office. And Trump won't be able to have Trump rallies for much longer. He'll have to shut them down. And who's going to be able to vote when a large number of people are under quarantine? How do you vote when you are under medical martial law? And Trump's handling of this situation is so atrociously bad that it is no longer a crazy statement to say that the only way Trump could even stay in office is to have no elections. Because I think, as Stuart Rhodes said in an interview I did with him earlier today, I think Trump's goose is cooked on this. I think unless he changes something really quickly here, I think Trump is unelectable this November, because there's going to be millions of infections and perhaps millions of deaths in the United States if he doesn't change course. If he just lets this virus run its course here, and we don't have travel bans, and we don't have mass isolation, it's not hard to do the math. Millions of people end up dead before Election Day if Trump does nothing, and so far he's done essentially nothing. So I think we're looking at a tidal wave, wave after wave of bad things happening in America. Economically, you know, elections, social chaos, martial law, regional collapse, mass infections, mass deaths, total distrust in incompetent government under President Trump. That's what we're looking at here. And what you saw today in the stock market is only a taste of the smorgasbord of destruction that is yet to come. Total destruction of the world as you knew it. It'll be a different world. You may not recognize society a year from now. It will be so different. And if you don't start to recalibrate your expectation of the world, then you're going to be very, very disappointed at what actually happens. Let me tell you this, the easy years of just throwing money at the stock market and having it go up forever because the Fed was going to print money and just lift all boats with a rising tide, those days are over. The Fed has run out of ammunition. They can't lower rates to -5%. You know, they can't keep doing this forever. The Fed's tools have already run their course. The maximum amount of liquidity is very close to being already reached, unless they just want to go full helicopter on us, just start flooding the population with free money everywhere. And then we get into other crazy scenarios like, you know, massive hyperinflation at some point as well, especially if other countries start to dump the dollar, which has been China's plan all along, by the way, even before this virus, you know, hit the world scene. So people are not taking this seriously, or maybe today some are more, are waking up and saying, huh, maybe there is something to this coronavirus. Because, you know, until today, a lot of people have been able to tell themselves that it's just the flu. That's the Rush Limbaugh explanation. That's the Dr. Drew explanation. That's the President Trump explanation. Oh, it's just the flu. Well, when was the last time the flu caused the markets to plunge 2,000 points on the Dow? And the answer to that is never. That's never happened before. And no, it's not just a psychological panic. It's a real pandemic. It's really killing people. It's really shutting down supply lines all around the world. It's really bankrupting companies in an accelerating wave that's sweeping around the world because companies have to send everybody home. How do you make products when everybody's home? How do you run a company? Especially if your local government forces you as an employer to pay for all the time off of your employees who aren't working. You know, in some countries, employers are being ordered to cover the salaries of their employees. So if you own a company and you're barely getting by as it is, how do you then pay the salaries of people who are not working while you are not selling products because you're not making them? The answer is you can't. And it doesn't matter how cheap the money gets from the Federal Reserve, you can't reverse those bankruptcies because those folks are just out of business. So there's a lot of denial out there, but denial is collapsing. Maybe as fast as the stock market. And there's a moment of reckoning that is happening right now in the minds of people all around the world. It's kind of a what we might call an oh shit moment. Oh shit, the health ranger was right. I should have listened. Or, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't have been riding this bubble, hoping to get free money by putting all my eggs in one basket called Wall Street. Or, oh shit, this is going to shut down the economy if Trump doesn't get on top of this. Oh shit, Trump can't get elected if millions of people are dead from a virus that he did nothing to stop. Oh shit, a communist might become our president. Oh shit, what then, dear friend? What happens then? See, that's the realization that's starting to hit people. And I hate to keep saying I told you so, but I laid all this out for you 6 weeks ago or whatever it was. I could see it coming. Not hard to see. Not hard to do the projections. It's going to get way worse. This has only just begun. Take my word. What you're seeing today, just a tiny taste of exciting events yet to occur because we're on a track here. And unless Trump changes our trajectory here in some very aggressive and radical way, we're going to see millions of people dead in America before Election Day. So let's hope Trump comes to his senses. But so far, there's no evidence that that's going to happen. We'll see. Keep reading pandemic.news. And of course, check my website, naturalnews.com, as well. And we'll keep you updated as this whole thing unfolds. Stay informed. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.